gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman on the Celebrity Hotline. Whom we know. You can email us all there. It's StephanieMiller.com. Hey, speaking of the internet, this is the gift that keeps on giving. The right-wing morons, they continue to react to my joke on Larry King about Rush Limbaugh should be executed for treason. See, it was a little
That's funny!
Here's how
Just
I tried
to
make
recap,
it.
You were saying, if I were to try to garner attention by saying something crazy like, oh, I don't know,
yes.
Rush Limbaugh should be blah, blah, blah.
I tried to make it easier for the right-wing morons, Jim, by pointing out that it was a joke before I actually...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look out, here it comes.
I said,
it's
this
a
is
joke.
Only good for... This is just good for Rush. If I could say something that they get that kind of attention, like...
For example.
Yes. And then it hit the right-wing blogs that I said Rush Limbaugh should be executed.
Because they read it in, what, Newsmax?
Newsbusters.org.
Whatever.
And then it went to the even crazier far-right fringe websites like WorldNet Daily and the FreeRepublic.com. And the,
yes.
Whatever.
I'm a right-wing moron.com.
And my cat looks like Hitler.
That's an entirely different
thing, yes.
Yes, anyway. But now it's hit the, it's all in all the left-wing blogs and everywhere. Political Carnival, I don't know what that is, .blogspot.com. They pointed out that Ann Coulter is trying to steal my thunder now.
Really?
How dare he?
She.
What?
We think.
Oh. Video, Ann Coulter versus Stephanie Miller, the execute for treason double standard. For the past few days, Stephanie Miller has gotten all kinds of hate mail, including death threats. Google it to witness the negative spin because of something she said on Larry King. And then, did you hear the story? Ann Coulter said the New York Times should be executed for treason.
The entire Times should be executed.
Yeah, all
the,
of them.
The building.
Except hers wasn't really a
joke. Nah.
No. The New York Times reporter was working on a story, attempted to interview her, emailing her a list of questions in response, which was written all in capital letters. I don't know why the right wing does that. I was overcapitalized in my
I'm trying letters. To make a point here. That's why I'm using all caps.
Oof. Coulter called the paper the Treason Times.
Oh, see, that's
yeah. And so the Times editor should have been executed for treason for revealing the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. The illegal.
Yeah.
The illegal one.
Something we should know about, that our constitutional rights are being violated by, you know.
Anyway, she said, I think I speak for all Americans who think newspaper editors who print the details of top secret anti-terrorist intelligence gathering programs on page one in wartime should be executed for treason.
Oh, yeah, she speaks for all Americans.
It's a man, baby!
The treason was being committed by our own government.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I've made Blather Watch.
Yes, you have.
Because I have apparently enraged Dory Munson fans everywhere.
Ooh.
Munson? Munson.
Both
Whatever.
Of them are very, very angry.
He's the, I don't know, Washington State far-right-wing radio host that went off on me the other day?
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was.
He.
Sure.
He.
Who can keep these right-wing circus freaks up?
Why do right-wingers straight? Always have such strange
gender
names?
Yeah,
the gender-neutral names.
Anyway, yes, this is the Fine Americans at blatherwatch.blogs.com. We've heard from a bunch of readers. Stephanie Miller mocked Dory Monson. Munson?
Munster. Munster. Dory Munster.
Yes.
The blonde one.
Yes, the hot one.
Her sidekick, Jim Ward.
That was the Addams Family, Stephanie.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I apologize to the Addams Family and the Munsters, who also may have right-wing radio host children. I apologize. Her sidekick, Jim Ward, did a hilarious impression of the King of Seattle Talk Radio, though the show tells us they never knew he existed before last Friday and always believed Dory is a girl's name, which is true.
Yeah.
This all started after Stephanie, the syndicated progressive talker and comedian, got hate mail from the trogs when she told Larry King that Rush will say any dang thing to get media attention. You know who it's good for. Rush Limbaugh loves this attention. She took
the
it
trogs?
A little further.
The guys who did Wild Thing?
No.
Troglodytes.
No.
Yes.
Tongue firmly planted in her pretty high-boned cheek. Oh, thank you. If I could say something gets me that kind of attention, like maybe Rush Limbaugh should be executed for treason, how about that? Sure enough, the right-wing blogosphere bit. The WorldNet Daily put up a sneer. Shock, shock note went up at Newsbusters about how the far left can say anything and get away with it. Hate mail descended upon the Stephanie Miller Show, along with death threats, which he sent to the NBA. No, I didn't. Did you send them to the NBA?
Yeah, I sent them to the NBA.
Oh, no.
Shaq is looking into it right now.
Now I'm going to get killed all because of you.
Hey, Shaq's got you back.
So there's a bunch of basketball players going, what the?
Huh?
Where?
Who?
Huh?
What?
Sent to the FBI, a girl can never be too careful, she says. The whole issue was puny and funny, only because of the bogus lipstick on a pig reaction from the right. And probably was over until Dory Monson, Munster, never one to pass up the chance to feign little outrage, did one of his stiff little lectures. He harumphed about far-left liberals, did a patriotic tough guy lambada, and bitterly declaimed he didn't get pudding with his supper. It's funny to see the righties react when being called traitorous, a word they threw around freely back when it was George Bush's policies they had to defend. Russia's anti-American rhetoric is laughable, and to say it's traitorous is a joke, like calling Charlie Chaplin a Nazi after his hilarious Hitler send-up. Miller is a comedian, after all. Humor is not the right strong suit. They can't make the jokes. They can't even take the jokes. They don't get the jokes. When they use the word treason and anti-American, they're serious as a colonoscopy. Another reason we're glad they're out of power. We're just lucky people like Stephanie Miller survived.
Wow.
Thank you, Blather Watch. Thank you, Blather Watch.
Fine Americans over there.
It's fine Americans that get the jokes and the flavin. All right. Margaret.
No one gets the flavin.
Margaret in Long Beach, California writes, Dear Mama and the Mooks, while listening to the podcast, $4.95 a month when you sign up for a year in advance, ting. It's actually gling, but okay.
Yeah.
I heard you refer to the song "I Eat Cannibals." Oh yeah, I don't remember why. I think because Jim Ward eats cannibals.
By Total Coelho.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thanks a pant load. I've been singing that song ever since I heard you refer to it. I think it's going on 4 days now. Could you do me a favor and maybe play the Gila Fleur Sheboygan Bark Park montage to get "I Eat Cannibals" earwig out of my brain? Thank you in advance. Well, all right, Margaret. Gila Fleur Bark Park. If that's not enough stupid, hi Jeff and Tonawanda.
What's up, Steph?
Not much, how about you?
I was wondering if we get your Steph Belch today.
Oh.
I had one waiting for you. Thank you, Jeff.
That's all Jeff and Tonawanda ever calls for.
And I had one coming, so I just looked on the screen.
Why you're chowing down before we went on the air.
Yeah.
You knew you were going to have to belch at some point.
I'm all about my people. I'm all about pleasing the people.
And you always bring the most pungent food in the morning, so your belches are also pungent.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Garlic today, and then it was...
it was squid last week.
I brought squid the other day.
Week-old squid, which is delightful.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Well, now that Chris doesn't bring his hard-boiled eggs, you had to, take up the slack.
Exactly. Right. All right. Let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Dude, you got to check out this chick on the radio. Burps, it's friggin' awesome. Oh. Chicks that burp, give me a stiffy.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
You always take it one step too far.
Excuse me. All right. Oh, boy. Senator Joe Lieberman has changed his tune on Barack Obama. After campaigning across the country for John McCain in 2008 and attacking Obama as naive, untested, and unwilling to take on powerful special interests, Lieberman now showers praise on the popular new Democratic president.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
He's shown real leadership, Lieberman told the Associated Press in an interview.
Oh, no.
Bottom line, I think Barack Obama, President of the United States, is off to a very good start. God, my love music, please. This is going to make me projectile vomit. Lieberman has applauded Obama's national security team. He gushed over Obama's inspirational and unifying inaugural. Lieberman even played a key role in helping Obama win Senate passage of the economic stimulus plan. See, this is where I said Obama was right as hard as it was for me to take. Lieberman is his bitch now, politically speaking. As if to underscore that point, Lieberman has even clashed on the Senate floor with his pal McCain over the stimulus plan and the District of Columbia voting rights bill. Lieberman scoffed at any suggestion his embrace of Obama is more about political expediency than principle. What? He's about nothing if not principle. I haven't changed.
Principle is a weather vane.
You'll recall he said during the campaign, one candidate, John McCain, who has always put his country first, worked across party lines to get things done, and one candidate who is not.
Yeah.
Lieberman said he never meant to suggest that Obama didn't put his country first.
That's crazy.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
That inference.
He said he wishes he had spoken more clearly. Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Lieberman and McCain, I believe. Mm-hmm.
I think Barack Obama is on track to be the greatest president ever, bar none, hands down. He's shown real leadership. He's been inspirational and unifying, and his stimulus package is the most stimulating package I could have imagined.
Say it ain't so, Joe. How could you?
John, well, this is awkward.
You once said, not so long ago, that eloquence is no substitute for a record, and that I was putting America first. Have I really changed so much?
No, John, it's me. I know you're the leader, and my Barack, I mean, the other guy is just a talker, but, oh, John, what a talker. He could talk me into anything.
Tell me about it. That clown Blumenthal is going to beat you by 28 points. As soon as you saw the writing on the wall, you rolled on your back like a cheap floozy. Bad enough I have to put up with Cindy whoring around with used car salesmen. Now you caucusing with the Democrats. What, my caucus isn't good enough for you?
I'm sorry, John, but it's over. You nearly dragged me over the cliff with you. If you had selected me as your VP, the press would be speculating about the whereabouts of my $150,000 wardrobe. Especially those Sergio Rossi naughty monkey heels. I kept those. They're fabulous, thank you. I'd be a laughingstock, a schmendrick, like that moose-hunting hoochie mammoth Adreta Corva. I'm sorry, John, but post-bipartisanship means never having to say you're sorry.
No, it's regular. Post-partisanship, but I combine.
Yeah, that's all right.
What
do
you know what I
mean?
Darn right. Say it ain't so, Joe.
No. Just sad. Sad when
gonna
love stories end.
I'm going to bring back to him. I'm going to bring them back to ya.
I'll bring those pumps back to ya. Okay, and finally, oh dear, North Korea threatens war if satellite shot down. North Korea put its armed forces on standby Monday and threatened retaliation against anyone seeking to stop it from firing what regional powers fear will be a missile in the latest barrage of threats from the communist regime. Shooting our satellite for peaceful purposes will precisely mean a war, said the general staff of the North Korean Pyongyang. We have dear leader.
K to the J to the I L in the hizzy. Ooh, look out. You better stop your war game or we're going to launch a communication satellite. And yes, I am making quotation mark with my fingers when I say communication satellite. A lot of people say it's a provocative act. Especially since my typodon can reach Alaska. Okay, I don't need quotation mark no more. That right, Sarah Palin. You're going to know what it's like to have someone shooting at you from the sky. But it ain't going to be no helicopter or Vladimir Putin's head. It's going to be a big old stinky kimchi bomb. There ain't going to be enough of you left to field dress. Just a pair of Ferragamo hunting boots and a pair of broken Tina Fey glasses. You betcha. Don't piss me off or I'll send that right to ya. Came out, also too.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here always. Tell your friends, if you'd like more Jim Ward, follow along.
Check out Jim Ward's Impossible But True. How do you spell that? No one knows, so just push the banner ad thingy on the thing and then take you right over there to that place.
StephanieMiller.com.
By that guy that time.
Place you go there. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back with more on the science is back. And much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Scott in Massachusetts. Is this crazy religious right-wing Scott?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. We've missed you.
I just wanted to... How are you, Miss Miller?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you? What is the subject of your treatise today?
Well, my treatise today is newspapers are on their way out. Newspapers are on their way out.
Wow, that's quite the breaking news story.
The New York Times is the Boston Globe. I come from Massachusetts.
Now, is this because of the homosexuals or the Jews today?
You don't want to put words into my mouth?
No, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I'm just going on the basis of your last two rants.
No, I wasn't supposed to go there, but you could always take a hint. Mm-hmm. The New York Times is owned by the Sulzberger family, and which owns
Burger.
And also,
I'm going to say Yahoo!
And also, the Chicago Tribune is owned by Sam Zell. And newspapers are on their way out, and when they're destroyed, the computers will finally take over everything,
uh-huh.
Like George Orwell's 1984.
Yes.
Or like the Terminator.
And then what will happen is that Big Brother will take over everything, all aspects of our lives, and it's just going to be part of our Zionist-occupied government.
Oh, I see.
You do know that the computers don't watch you. You watch the computer.
Oh, no, I don't use a computer, sir, because I believe, Jim, rather, I don't use a computer
that
because
wasn't,
I'm afraid
that wasn't Jim. That
they'll
wasn't.
Follow everything I'm doing. I don't want them to know anything I'm doing. That's why I don't use a computer. In fact, the FBI could be listening to this conversation right now.
The FBI is listening because I get enough death threats.
they probably are. They probably have me down as an anti-Semite or racist. But
why? Just because you call in and say you hate Jews every week? Why? Where would they get that from?
But I'm going to tell you something. Ms. Miller, our country is...
Okay, so you don't think that the newspapers are on the way out because of computers. So you think it's because of the Jews.
Well, they own the newspapers. They own the newspapers.
Well, why would they want to ruin their own business? What with being all money hungry and all?
what's happening is that the computer is relegating newspapers to the dustbin of history. That's what's happening.
Yes, that's true. But what do the Jews have to do with it?
Well, you answered my question. I'm going to answer your question. As a rule, the Jews control the media in the United States, from print on newspapers to what's on the computer. Mm-hmm. They control everything. The Sulzberger family, Steven Spielberg, Sam Zell.
Spielberg.
What's that?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm repeating what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're in the media right now, and none of us are Jahoos.
No. That may not be, but the people that own the stations are.
Oh, all of them that own all the stations? No, that's actually not
no.
true. But okay.
Clear Channel is not owned by the Jews.
It's a bulk. But what I'm saying is that media has been destroyed in this country, and it might as well have been, yeah, Mom, I'll be off the phone in a minute. But what I'm saying, I help my mom. I'm proud
Okay, Scott, are you just kidding? Are you just kidding?
No.
Seriously?
What? Kidding what?
No.
What?
Okay. He's taking care of his mom.
Do you live with your mom?
I take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for her. I'm a good son.
Does she want you to get off the phone right now?
Well, she needed it, but it doesn't matter because this is time for me now. And
you said that you're not married because all the women in America, last time you said, are too fat and ugly. It's not because you live with your mom.
I'm not a homosexual. No,
I didn't say so.
I didn't find
Norman. I didn't say that.
I never found any woman that I liked. The women today I find is very cruel, selfish, and physically repulsive.
Yes.
Kind of like Stephanie.
Yes.
I never met Stephanie. I can't say. I can't make.
Well,
a comment
I may be
on
the
that.
One.
Yeah.
Go tell your mother about it. She's in the rocking chair upstairs. All right.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, she was upstairs. You're right. Then
thank
she was
you.
Downstairs.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In the basement.
All right.
Wow.
28 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
As we say in the radio business, if you put
Stephanie Miller
on the radio, people will listen to it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sue in Rockwell, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Steph. Good morning, Mooks. I try to keep track of all the members of my tribe, and I didn't know Rupert Murdoch was Jewish.
You lost one. You lost one of your tribe.
Him. I don't want him there.
I changed it for Murdoch.
You know, if we control the media, I guess he's Jewish.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Sue. Let's go to Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Lavender.
Well, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
As a Jew, I just wanted to say for my tribe, our evil plan is succeeding. Who is that maroon, anyway?
I'm sorry, did you mean to say...
I believe you put it much better than me,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, your work is done.
No, wiped it.
All right, Matthew in Dallas.
60 years ago.
Hey, Matt, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Mama. I've got 2 points, one for you and one kind of for Jim. One, it's in the morning, so hearing about burping and projectile vomiting and Joe Lieberman, not really good for us trying to eat breakfast.
Apologize.
Also, and I'm a history major, so, Jim, whenever I hear right-wing Scott, and I can't help this, this is just kind of a natural reaction, I keep hearing in my mind Die Fahne hoch. the Nazi, and I'm serious. This isn't, you know, this isn't. I just start humming it for no reason.
The
Host
Wessel
like,
Lied, yeah.
The
yeah,
Nazi
yeah, yeah.
national anthem?
No, it was
no?
A, it was a. It was celebrating some Nazi street thug.
Oh, okay.
It was actually
they
based
used
on
it as an unofficial.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Jim knows more Nazi fun
the,
facts
well,
than anybody.
Well, I mean, the official anthem was still Deutschland über alles, which it still is, except with different lyrics.
Oh.
Now
okay.
It's unity, freedom, and justice. Let's talk about Germany.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Mm.
They don't do that anymore.
Tim and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm gay. I don't live with my mom anymore, so what's his excuse? But
she's probably ailing.
Well, that's okay. I mean,
or he made the whole thing up.
Whatever. That can be an excuse all day long. I actually called him because we recently had a nice little office discussion about the 14-year-old GOP Rush Limbaugh cigars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just discussing him and talking about his book and how he says that, you know, we have to take personal responsibility. How can you take personal responsibility or start speaking about personal responsibility when your mom still wipes your nose, puts on your shoes, and you're homeschooled because
yeah.
you're afraid you're going to get beat up every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Dan. Dan in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hello, kids.
Hello.
It's the storm-chasing chauffeur. Anyway,
of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Scott has one little problem with his conspiracy theory. He was saying that the newspapers are going by the wayside because of the computers.
Yes.
Well, shouldn't he be blaming Bill Gates and Steve Jobs then?
That's what you would think.
I mean,
his theory didn't really make sense.
Bill Gatestein and Steve Jobsberg?
He didn't answer my question of why the Jews that own the newspapers would want them to fail, what with being all money hungry and all. He
sure.
didn't answer that. All right.
It's a little logical
inconsistency. It's like wanting your business to fail.
Which is so rare in his
so rare in his diatribes. Angel in Boston.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Crazy religious right-wing Scott, yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I hear Scott call Boston radio talk shows all the time, and he's known in Boston as Scott Nazi. So I think you guys should be calling him Scott Nazi.
Yeah, I don't. This is the first time we're not really certain he's for real.
He's for real. He actually called that station that, you remember you had an argument on Larry King with a black guy, black conservative from Boston?
Ah.
Reese on the radio, whatever. He called that guy all the time, and I think he got hooked up with you from that.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, it's like crazy right-wing speed dating. Okay.
Great.
Anyway, go ahead, Angel. Was that it?
That was it.
All right,
you
honey.
Just known as Scott Nazi in Boston, and
all
you
right.
guys should call him by his true name.
We should
all
call
right.
him Scotsy.
Scotsy. Hello, Kim in St. Paul.
Hi, you know, as a little WASP girl here in the Midwest,
yes.
you know, I was kind of starting to get jealous of all the power and control the Jehus apparently are accumulating in secret.
Yes.
But, you know, I've kind of decided that, like, it's got to be exhausting. I just wouldn't have the energy for it. What with the meetings and the plotting and the conspiring across time zones.
Hi,
I mean,
who has time?
The
but they have a great schmear at the meetings.
That's a great schmear at the meetings. It's a good notch.
They've acquired an extra syllable. Jehus. That's
Jehus.
How devious they are.
I don't know why. The right wing puts an extra symbol in Jehu and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of which,
was it Jehu?
And I'm guessing specifically because of people like crazy religious right wing Scott, most religious groups in the USA have lost ground, survey finds. I'm guessing it's him and Pat Robertson, and I think they've done a good job. I think it made religion seem so distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
People are leaving in droves.
And people are realizing that you don't need to be religious to be moral.
What? You
That's
crazy
insane.
Atheistical bastard.
I'm
communistical, socialistical.
I'm probably the most moral person
the
I know.
The only way to be moral is to be afraid of eternal damnation.
That's right.
You can't do it just because it's right. That's crazy.
It's crazy. That's what? The percentage of people who call themselves in some way Christian has dropped more than 11% in a generation. The faithful have scattered out of their traditional bases. The Bible Belt is less Baptist. The Rust Belt is less Catholic. And everywhere, more people are exploring spiritual frontiers or falling off the faith map completely.
New day.
Oh, no, not a new day. They're falling off the...
Oh.
Thank you. These dramatic shifts in just 18 years are detailed in a new survey. It finds that despite growth in immigration has added nearly 50 million adults to the U.S., almost all religious denominations have lost ground since the first survey in 1990. So many Americans claim no religion at all, 15% up from 8% in 1990, that this category now ranks every other major. None is the major category, except Catholics and Baptists. In a nation that has long been Christian, the challenge to Christianity does not come from other religions, but from a rejection of all forms of organized religion, the report concludes.
I think they should be combined to become Bathlists.
Bathlists?
Baphalics.
Oh, boy. Evil Uncle Chuckles is going to have something crazy to say about this, I'm guessing. Somebody, there's the Lake of Fire is going to get crowded, I'm imagining, with the non-believers and the homosexuals.
Well, we're going to have to upgrade the Lake of Fire. I think it's going to have to be solar-powered.
So many people are going to be doing the backstroke in the Lake of Fire. Yeah. That there's just... All right. But guess what? It is a new day, by the way. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because guess what's back? Science is back.
Science.
Yeah. President Barack Obama has lifted restrictions on federal funding of human embryonic stem cell research.
Science.
Yeah. Cheering those who believe the study could produce treatments for diseases and stuff.
Huh. Who needs that?
He said we will lift the ban on federal funding for promising embryonic stem cell research, Obama said. To vigorous applause. We will also vigorously support scientists.
Science.
What?
Who pursue this research, and we will aim for America to lead the world in the discoveries it may one day yield. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Science.
Yeah!
And you know who's cheerleading for that? That crazy left-wing bomb thrower, Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Didn't you love the way they talked? I mean, Bush talked about the stem cell. You know what? Don't be nosing around in those petri dishes. They already knew that you can't find a cure there. Don't look. Stop it. Stop
it's in there. I looked into it.
People that are not scientists are just like, no, you don't need those. There's other, like Sam Brownback, for instance, mm-hmm. Kansas senator, said, other sources of stem cells that do not come from human embryos offer as much promise. He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. He's not a scientist.
Stem cells from chairs, for example. That would be perfectly fine.
Stem cell experts agree that all types of stem cells should be developed, but it's not clear which offer the best route to a new type of therapy called regenerative medicine, which would cure a lot of different diseases. That's why we have science.
Science.
Because you got to nose around in all the petri dishes, for God's sakes. And like Jim points out every time, they're going to throw those embryos away.
They're going to put them in an incinerator.
The lake of fire.
So that if these are fully formed little babies that you're experimenting on, why would you throw them into the fire? When you could maybe cure a disease or alleviate someone's suffering.
Huh? I know. Okay. All right. 42 minutes after the hour, back with more on the science and the...
Science!
Yeah. We're just going to keep blinding them. As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman coming up on the Celebrity Hotline. Hey, wow, it might be stuff like this that is making people leave religion in droves, according to the new study we just talked about. A Vatican paper said the washing machine is the thing that has liberated women the most.
What?
Oh, my God.
The Vatican newspaper says perhaps the washing machine did more to liberate women in the 20th century than the pill or the right to work. The submission made an article...
Freedom up to have more kids.
...entitled, The Washing Machine and the Liberation of Women. Put in the detergent, close the lid, and relax. The article was printed in the semi-official Vatican newspaper to mark International Women's Day on Sunday. Don't forget the dryer sheets, girls.
It ain't a man's world.
That's the most sexist thing I've ever heard come out of the Vatican, and that's saying something.
Soon you'll might be wanting the right to vote, and that's just nuts.
Woo!
Because only women do the laundry.
Well, they did in the 20th century. Well, first half, anyway.
Wow, wow. Okie dokie, then.
I do my own laundry, so there.
Here's the good news. We can have religion and also
you don't have a girl
science.
Who comes in to...
What?
You don't have a girl who comes in to do your laundry?
No, I do not.
You don't have a girl that comes in?
No, I do not.
All right.
A little French maid outfit.
Oh, hey, speaking of which.
No, I do not.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Here's something. By the way, speaking of which, Jim, can I have my squeezy music, please? Here's something for you. Here's a service you might want to consider. Exotic Canadian maids, naughty and neat.
Hey, now.
No sex or toilet cleaning.
No. Oh.
Sit back and enjoy
Why
the show.
Juxtapose those two. That's
sorry.
Jarring.
Sit back and enjoy the show, but don't expect these maids to touch your toilet.
Or
a fledgling. A fledgling city cleaning service features young women clad in French maid outfits, red stilettos, and fishnet stockings. They do the same as regular cleaners. They look fantastic doing it, said the owner of Good Clean Fun Exotic Maid Service. For $125 an hour. Hello.
No.
Sexy maid will do everything.
And that's Canadian.
From dusting the TV to wiping the counters, but toilets are a no-go zone. The owner explained that since the maid is already dressed in skimpy clothes and high heels, getting down on her hands and knees to clean the toilet would cross the line into degrading territory.
Oh, yeah.
So not degrading to go to a stranger's house in a French maid costume.
I see some dust bunnies under the dresser. I want you to bend over and... No,
don't bend your knees.
But cleaning the toilet. Yeah. Now, that would be sexist, yeah. You see. That's too much. Oh, boy. All right, Justin in Port Lauderdale on stem cell research. Hello, Justin.
Yes, hello, everyone. Yeah, one of the things I think is really, really good, I like this whole stem cell thing, but we all know that Barack Obama is a comic book fan, right?
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering if he's also going to start funding the super soldier serum, gamma radiation, and radioactive spiders, too.
I hope so.
Oh, my goodness. One can only hope. All right. I think that was a joke. Okay. Nathan in Albuquerque on science. Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, Steph. Love your show.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to call on behalf of some Christians. We're not all fringe, right-wing, you know, idiots, is how I call them.
I know. I think this is what I said, that we won't take our country back and people take their religion back. And I think that's what this study is showing. That people don't want to be represented by these crazy right-wing whacks.
You know, I voted for Barack Obama because I believe we do need a new direction. I do believe that we do need science. You know, I'm also going to med school. There can be a unification of science and religion.
Of course.
All answers are answered by the Bible, and not all things that I believe in are in the Bible. And so, you know, we have to move on to the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean. I think that, unfortunately, a lot of, Christianity in this country came to be represented by these anti-science, intolerant whack jobs that, you know.
Who realized that Jesus was a liberal.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is you can't sit here and be hypocritical about gays, and yet you're tapping your foot in the bathroom stall.
Yep. There you go. Exactly. Tappy McWide stance.
Am I a romantic? Well...
The president yesterday on the...
The full promise of stem cell research remains unknown, and it should not be overstated. But scientists believe these tiny cells may have the potential to help us understand and possibly cure some of our most devastating diseases and conditions.
Yeah, yes.
Science. What a bunch of hooey.
Rather than furthering discovery, our government has forced what I believe is a false choice between sound science... and moral values.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. The whole thing never made any sense to me under Bush. It just seemed like, again, it was like sucking up to the religious right base.
Mm-hmm.
It made no sense. Barack
Obama, we will ensure that our government never opens the door to the use of cloning for human reproduction.
Thank you. Okay.
You might do it just for fun, but not for reproduction.
Come on. But his clone will sleep alone. I think that's what he went on to say.
Huh? What?
I don't know. Anyway, Representative Jim...
What was that?
Langevin, Democrat of... A Democrat of Rhode Island, he is paralyzed.
That's right.
Yes.
I've always believed that someday I would walk again. It's become more real now that stem cell research will be supported properly in this country.
Yeah, you know what? This is people on both sides of the aisle. This is not a partisan issue. People like Arlen Specter. There's a lot of people that understand. This could alleviate. I mean, talk about what Jesus talked about. You know how much suffering this could alleviate around the world. Senator John Cornyn, Republican.
The president would be wiser to pursue a policy to look into more and invest more in adult stem cell research as well as cord blood. stem cell research, which I think would be more productive in the long run and less divisive.
Well, he thinks so.
You're a scientist?
So.
John Cornyn thinks so, so I guess we got to do it then.
Yeah, a lot of, you know what, too much science, Jim, that's divisive. Mm-hmm. You don't want the really sciencey kind of science. You want the kind that's not divisive. By the way, have I mentioned yet this hour, Jim, that they throw the embryos away?
Usually in an incinerator.
Okay, which apparently is much more respectful to
life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Representative Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey.
I believe that Barack Obama is turning the clock back and is really going back to what was 10 years ago. Yeah, it sounded like embryonic stem cells were the future. They're not.
Oh, and you know this because?
Okay, they are part of the solution the scientific community thinks we need to pursue vigorously.
The scientific community thinks that they're more promising than those other.
And by the way, we're not saying, pursue adult stem cell research, pursue cord blood. Yes, pursue it all.
Absolutely.
Particularly anybody that's listening that has somebody afflicted by this disease, pursue it now.
But it's
pursue them
human
all now.
Life. You're experimenting with human life that they would otherwise throw into an incinerator. Oh, my argument just collapsed.
Oh, boy. Fred Barnes on the Britt Burr show.
President Obama does this all the time, and Charles referred to it. It's the straw man he uses. He's always attacking those who would have government do nothing, you know, to help the economy. The straw man here is the one where he says he's standing firmly against those who would falsify or hide or somehow distort science or something like that. Well, nobody was doing that.
No.
It's crazy. Actually, there's a lot of evidence they did that a lot in the Bush administration.
Yes, they did.
Particularly on, global warming and other...
Uh-huh. Look, here's your guy from Texaco who says that global warming is hooey. So there, here you go. See, he's got a white lab coat on, so you can trust him. He's a doctor.
I just think that's the biggest step forward in the new administration is that nothing scientific will be referred to as hooey. Which I think it was many times in the Bush administration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Irv in Chicago on the president. Hello, Irv.
I guess I want to say using GOP logic, God wanted Barack Obama to be president, and God wants Obama's policies, right?
Apparently.
So, I mean, what's the big argument?
God wants his policies to fail. So that...
Because he loans the talented Rush to add the thing. So, God is tricky
so that we can continue incinerating those stem cells, which is, God's plan.
Exactly. Speaking of science, I have a science fun stack. Jim, this will be exciting news.
Hiya.
Forget those spam emails. The Andro Penis Enlarger actually works. Say researchers.
The what?
The Andro Penis
as
Enlarger.
As opposed to the Gyno Penis Enlarger, which is not nearly as effective.
It actually works, according to researchers.
Yes!
See if you let people research what
you can. Sign me up. I don't care about the bruising and the
and the flavin.
Yeah, I'll get to that. That's penis enlargers have spent years as the subject of spam emails, and I get a lot of them. I'm like, what am I, Ann Coulter? Why do I keep getting these? And jokes in Austin Powers, but now researchers have found that one actually works. Volunteers who tried out the Andro Penis Extension device increased the length of their manhood by almost a third, a team of Italian researchers found.
Is it like that penis pump that judge was using?
No,
it is
different.
A penis extension device that is different than a pump.
It stretches it?
Yes. Apparently it's like a rack. It's like the medieval rack. It's a rack for your schmeckle.
Yeah, it's like making a balloon animal, only a little more painful.
Mm-hmm.
A total of 21 quote-unquote highly motivated patients with an average age of 47 were recruited for the study, which involved using the extension device every day for 6 months.
Too much.
5 patients failed to complete the course for different reasons, including pain and penile bruising.
Yeah, but look at it. Huh?
And popping. Penile popping.
57 minutes after the hour, back with Tinsel Talk and more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman calls in on the Celebrity Hotline this hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Like many people did with this this slew of Rush Limbaugh for President domain names have been purchased.
Yes.
What? He's stealing my act again. Why, Chris, isn't there some cut-rate Goldwater Miller 08 memorabilia?
Oh, geez, are we still selling
somewhere?
That stuff? Are we didn't give it to the homeless shelter?
What the hell happened to my campaign? A slew of Rush Limbaugh for President domain names have been purchased following the verbal sparring between the White House and the talk show host since last month. Rush2012.com, LimbaughForPresident.com, Limbaugh2012.com, Limbaugh2012.org, whatever.
Whatever.
Just saying, you can get a GoldwaterMiller08.com hoodie or
whatever,
something, or snuggly, I'm sure, for a
I don't know,
Fargoon.
I don't know that that store is in existence.
Is that gone now?
I think it might be.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're lost. You didn't snap that up.
We still have a Goldwater Miller 2008 calendar up behind you.
Fabulous.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I noticed that when I posted the picture of you and Hal Sparks up on the website yesterday. Like, oh, we have still have a 2008 calendar up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where you can get one. If you look at the picture of me and Hal Sparks, there's a... There's
yeah, just
a, yeah.
Just blow up that picture, and then
yeah.
You got yourself a
yeah.
Goldwater Miller calendar.
Yeah. Priceless.
Yeah.
Memorabilia. Okay. Faye has sent an article for Squeezy. Oh, the headline is Pam Anderson's breast pops out at Fashion Week, Jim.
Again?
I hate when that happens.
I think Faye just wanted you to say...
Hey, now. Oh, my.
There you go. That's all she wanted. Pam Anderson's in France where she showed off her left breastus on the catwalk. After a few turns on the runway, she turned, walked out during the finale arm-in-arm with a British designer as her black wrap ensemble came undone. Her nipple popped out, Jim.
Where is the outrage?
There's a picture there for you if you haven't seen that yet.
And then there's Britney. Another part of her body.
We'll get to that.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll do that story now. Britney Spears. This is actually the funniest part of the story. Britney Spears shocked the audience, really? During her gig in Tampa, Florida, Spears, who kicked off the circus starring Britney Spears in New Orleans last Tuesday, was unaware her microphone was still on, and she declared, "My is hanging out."
Her what?
To which the audience said, "Again?" As she was being lowered underneath the stage for one of her many costume changes, her, you know.
Oh, her down there area.
Was hanging out, yeah.
Mm.
Y'all?
Y'all?
Okay. They're all like, seen it. Been there. Done that. All right. And Julie with an episode of...
Wheels of Right-Wing Hypocrites.
The headline is, Vitter stands by his $249 million in earmarks while complaining the omnibus bill is bloated. Senator, I refer to Senator Diaper Vitter. Senator Hooker Vitter from the great state of Louisiana.
So here, his earmarks are okay.
Yes. Right. Republicans have been attacking the $410 billion omnibus spending bill, claiming it has too much spending and too many earmarks. Hmm. One of the loudest voices calling for the bill's defeat has been Senator...
DeVitter.
David Hooker Vitter.
Yes. Despite, he of the diaper wearing.
Yes. That, reportedly. He likes the prostitutes to wear the... Or he likes to wear the diaper, and the prostitute does... whatever.
Suckles him or something.
Something. I don't know. Despite his earmarks worth $249 million for 142 projects, including termite research.
Wheel of Right-Wing Hypocrites! Mm-hmm.
Whee! All right. Let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
Time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Our top story, Christian Bale is reportedly set to team up with Drew Barrymore for a romantic comedy.
Uh-oh.
I guess she must be a professional. Christian Bale is set to team up with Drew Barrymore. The Dark Knight actor is going for all-out laughs in a bid to show the other side of his personality.
Yeah, he needs to do that.
A source says Christian's reputation has been done no favors by the broadcasting of his rant. It was his friend Drew Barrymore who suggested he might try something like a light romantic comedy. We have
a
Christian.
This is a love scene that they're shooting in the movie.
Sure. Ooh, baby, do you like that? I like doing that. What do you want to do?
Kick your ass!
Oh, that sounds fierce. That makes me so horny.
No! Don't just be horny. Think for one second. What the are you doing? Are you
professional or not? Do I walk around and tear your off? Then why do you lay there and go da 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 in the bed? What the is it with you? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting for you to be looking all over the place in the middle of the scene? Give me a thing answer. Why don't you get about it?
I was just looking at you.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was good, because it's useless now, isn't it? Don't you understand my mind isn't in the scene when you're looking all over the place? That's all right. Let's do it again.
Let's take a minute.
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again. You don't understand what it's like working with erections, and that's what that is.
I just thought you'd like it if I moved like that.
I'm going to kick your ass if you don't shut up. You're a nice girl, but I ain't humping any more of your bull and wriggling around in this bed. Seriously, we're done professionally. Cut.
Ah, thanks, Drew. I appreciate the opportunity to get back into love scenes. Thought it went pretty well, don't you?
Actually, has a history of that from Royal Empire of the Sun, I think it's called, when he was a kid.
Don't you hate it when someone just lies in bed and says, la-da-da-da-da? Okay. Finally, Jennifer Aniston would never date a man who owns a ferret.
Oh.
Yes, she said if there was a nightmare pet that would deter her from dating someone, she said a ferret, that would put me off. She also revealed that she annoyed her childhood pet dog, Dimitri, so much it used to bite her all the time. What's that? Do we have audio of her?
It's the dog, Dimitri.
Yeah, of course.
So, little Blondie was blindy for brains is being cold and detached from ferrets. He's making me wish I had been ferret in past life. His big sexy symbol now, his gorgeous body parts and lovely hair and pretty face. But once upon a time, poor Jamoy, the smelly little kiddo wandered right everywhere. I am poodle. He's meaning I'm having dignity and pride, not needing to earn daily elbow by having sticky kitty fingers in my neck fur. His cause for ideas why grown-up devotee is having trouble keeping men. Is perhaps underneath sophisticated exterior same gooey-fingered prepubescent little snot with milk mustache and dirty ears. He's explaining why Pitsky is living delicious biscuit for anorexic with child-bearing lips. He's explaining why only man to stay for a period of time is skanky blues guitarist. When even sweathog like Vince Vaughn is taking powder after movie's done, is testament to perhaps a body odor like overripe cheese? He's explaining why ferret is not very friendly. No, if you'll excuse me, I have to lick myself to rid mouth of remembered taste of Aniston. Blah.
Actually, Dimitri's also a Greek name. But
I understand,
Russia,
yes.
But it's funnier.
Yes,
so.
He's no Marley, but he's...
No.
Okay, that's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends. If you'd like more Jim Ward, Paul DeRoll.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal but True. Check the banner ad on the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com. Take it right there. Yep. Yep.
Are you professional or not?
Sorry. La-da-da-da-da. I'm just over here la-da-da-da-da.
La-da-da-da-da.
Not hitting the bleep button at all. Okay.
So. I'm gonna kick your
dear.
Okay. Anyway. Oprah Winfrey has a warning for Rihanna, and if Oprah tells you, you better bring it. Listen. Oprah told America to vote for Barack Obama. What did America do? We voted for Barack Obama.
That's right. Whatever Oprah wants, Oprah gets.
She says that he will hit you again. Winfrey said in her program on Friday, love doesn't hurt. Oh, Oprah. Are you crazy? Of course it hurts. It stinks. It wounds. It mars.
Love stinks. Love bites.
Exactly.
Love bleeds.
Yeah.
Okay. But at least she should bring her
umbrella.
Ella.
That's Jim Ward's advice.
Ow! Stop holding me now with the umbrella!
Bring an umbrella.
The
Ella.
Pointy thing.
Ella.
She stuck the pointy thing right in his eye. It
Ella.
Went over.
Thank you, Jim.
Maybe that's what the song was about. It was the noises he was making when he was getting poked.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, don't you wish it had been like that scene in What's Love Got to Do with It, where she just beats the crap out of him in the back of the limo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they were a little crazy on the training with... What's her face there?
Angela Bassett.
Yeah,
she works out at our B Celebrity Gym.
She does.
Shoulders were.
Yeah, you do
like,
not want to get in the leg press in front of her. She's.
She's tough.
Yeah. Okay, Robert De Niro and she poked me in the eye once when I hugged the leg press. All right, there's a bunch of terrifying actresses that go to our B Celebrity Gym. Faye Dunaway.
Yes.
She's terrifying. She's tiny and terrifying. Okay, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino have joined forces to sue the makers of their recent movie, Righteous Kill, in a dispute over a watch featured in the film.
Oh?
I wish the story was about Christopher.
Well, I was going to say that the company is represented by Christopher Walken. This watch, it's uncountable hunk of metal. They want money because it was in there.
Anyway, they did a product placement thing, and De Niro and Pacino accused movie chiefs of failing to tell them about the deal. They would never have agreed to it, see, to have their name.
Never agreed to have this watch up my ass 5 long years.
Christopher Walken would agree
yes.
to do a tie-in that involves a watch up his ass, but not De Niro and Pacino. Is that point of that story?
Or a sham wow up his ass for 5 years.
Wow. That's where I said when they put the watch up there. Wow.
I bet you Senator Larry Craig would agree to a product placement. You remember that scene in his press conference? We'll see if we can find that. There was a lost watch somewhere, wasn't there, in the bathroom in Minnesota? Okay, delisted.com, one of our very favorite new snarky celebrity websites.
Yes.
The headline is Dancing with Who the F*** is That?
Yeah, it's kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel this year.
The term star means absolutely nothing to the producers of Dancing with the Has-Beens. This show needs to change their name to Dancing with Who the F*** is That? Because apparently Melissa, the hoe who got her ass dumped by that troll Jason on The Bachelor, has replaced Nancy O'Dell. As you might know, Nancy had to quit that bitch because her knee pulled a Tanya Harding on itself.
That's true.
Why?
Hugh Hefner's former concubine Holly Madison is also expected to shake her plastic sacks tomorrow night in place of Jewel, who also busted her knee. If Melissa shoved the entire Orion constellation up her ass, she still wouldn't be worthy enough to be called a star.
Oh, I think Dick Vader had something to do with that. Yeah.
Delisted. Renee in North Carolina on healthcare. Hey, Renee. Hello, Renee. Renee going once.
Just walk away,
going
Renee.
Twice. Yeah,
she did walk away.
Bye. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, it's a new day, part two, in the Obama administration on not only stem cells, but signing statements. Back with all that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What the hell was that?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Lawrence writes in on the story we did on the Andro penis extender?
Yes.
Steph, the research on the effectiveness of the penis extenders is flawed because the survey was conducted by push polling.
Oh.
We don't need that sort of immaturity. Okay, Renee in North Carolina is back on healthcare. Hello, Renee.
Yes. The whole issue with healthcare, you know, the Christians say with faith, all things are possible. So why do, when they get in a car wreck or having a coronary, why do they go to the doctor? All they have to do is pray. It would save a lot of money. And doesn't going to the doctor demonstrate their lack of faith that God can heal them?
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Okay. Rob in Chicago on stem cells. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Stephanie and the gang.
Good morning.
They keep statistics on everything out there, and with these embryos during the last 8 years, I know a lot of them have been discarded. And wouldn't it have been better to be able to take and use them for some good than no good at all?
You know, don't bring science into this, Rob. I don't understand its use any longer. It's the fact that
science.
Thank you. Okay, Sharon in Fort Lauderdale on healthcare. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, I just want to say what the wonderful people's governor of the state of Florida is doing. I'm 62, so he's addressing the older citizen issue with no insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So for $264 a month, I can get insurance, health insurance, with a $3,000 deductible. They'll pay $50 for me to go to the doctor, $50 of the whole thing. But the best part is it's a maximum of $25,000 a year benefit.
Mm-hmm.
A lifetime maximum of $50,000. So if I went to the emergency room for one day, I'd knock out that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It is the biggest joke this side of the Pecos.
This side of the where?
The Pecos.
Oh, okay. All right, Sharon, thank you. That's what they say in Florida, apparently.
Well, the Pecos are in Texas, yeah.
I wonder if Charlie Crist's tanning bed is included in his health care plan.
It might be. I'm sure other things are, too.
What, that contribute to his neat appearance?
Yes, his neat and exceedingly tan appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Subscription to GQ.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Or details.
All right, so we mentioned science is back, stem cell research is back, and it's a new day, part two. Yeah. Barack Obama on Monday ordered a review of George Bush's guidelines for implementing legislation passed by Congress, the signing statement. Remember, Bush had hundreds of those. Hundreds of things. I said, never mind. I don't need to.
I got my fingers crossed behind my back. Don't count.
His spokesman Gibbs said, I think the previous administration issued hundreds and hundreds of signing statements that specifically entailed through those signing statements that people disregard portions of legislation or the intent of Congress.
Yes.
President Obama said there is no doubt that the practice of issuing such statements can be abused. Constitutional signing statements should not be used to suggest that the president will disregard statutory requirements on the basis of policy disagreements. Obama ordered his administration to work with Congress to let lawmakers know about concerns over legality before legislation gets to the White House for the president's signature. He also pledged that he would use caution and restraint in writing his own signing statements.
What? It's caution and restraint?
No, I meant it's a new day again. Yeah, science is back. All right. Either way, yay!
It's a new science day.
You what? Huh?
Can't do that fast.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Billionaire Warren Buffett remains confident that America's best days are ahead, but he says the nation will likely face higher unemployment and eventually inflation because of the current economic crisis. He says the nation's leaders should support President Obama's efforts to repair the economy because fear is dominating Americans' behavior. He said the economy has basically followed the worst-case scenario he envisioned 6 months ago. It's fallen off a cliff, he said. Not only has the economy slowed down a lot, but people have really changed their habits like I haven't seen. He predicted that unemployment will climb a lot higher before the recession is done, but he also reiterated his optimistic long-term view. He said everything will be all right. We do have the greatest economic machine that man has ever created. He said he believes patriotic Republicans and Democrats will realize the nation is engaged in an economic war. What is required is a commander-in-chief that is looked at like a commander-in-chief in a time of war. Gosh, which would make Rush Limbaugh's comments even more treasonous and worthy of perhaps some sort of trial for treason that might result in execution. What did I say?
Oh, no.
Right-wing
nut jobs are going to go crazy
I'm
again.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying, should he be executed for... What the fox? I'm just asking. You decide. Whatever the government does to help the economy will likely benefit some people who made poor financial decisions, but Buffett said Americans should realize that everyone is in the same boat. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that, you know, whoever that was playing in the band and the guy that ran into the iceberg on the Titanic all ended up in the same boat. All right, that wasn't the best analogy, but you know my point. The people that behaved well are no doubt going to find themselves taking care of people who didn't behave well, but we're all in the same boat is what he's saying. He's right. Problem. 28 minutes after the hour, former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman on the Celebrity Hotline next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
Good idea. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. You know, with all this whole thing about the truth commissions and the subpoenas that the patron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show, John Conyers, is issuing for Karl Rove and others, if only there was someone that knows something directly.
Huh?
Who is it, Chris?
Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman.
Wait. Love us some Governor Siegelman. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How are you?
It's so nice to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. I love the intro.
Well, we're always excited. You know, many of us, Governor Siegelman, as you know, believe that, as a lot of people have said, you can't move forward until you find out what went wrong in the past. And certainly Karl Rove is one of the big issues in this previous administration. Tell us what the latest is on your case. Well, first of all, explain, because a lot of people don't know the whole story. So can you just do it briefly? Well,
I can do it briefly. I was convicted of what the New York Times has said, and 54 former state attorneys general, both Democrats and Republicans, have said is has never been considered a crime in America, and that is I appointed a contributor to a non-paying board, a board on which he had served through three previous governors. This contributor gave money not to me, not to my campaign, but to an education fund that was designed to promote free college scholarships for all Alabama kids. Nevertheless, I was convicted on the false testimony of a felon who was plea bargaining with the government, and they 60 Minutes interviewed this guy, and he disclosed to them, not to the court, not to us, that he had been interviewed over 70 times and had been encouraged to change his testimony to get it the right way before they would put the guy on the stand. The government withheld that evidence from us, and anyway, I was convicted, and the conviction was recently confirmed. My sentence, I was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. I was handcuffed, shackled, taken to a maximum security prison, put in solitary confinement, and 9 months later, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals released me, temporarily it seems, saying that there were substantial questions of law and fact likely to result in a reversal. We drew a different set of judges for my oral argument, and they, of course, ruled against us, so we're going to appeal that to the full 11th Circuit, hoping to get another chance to argue our case. But
your attorney said it's a partial victory, no doubt, but the problem is we don't intend for him to go to trial at all. We think he's innocent. They say they're going to ask the full circuit court to review the case. If necessary, they'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. So tell us how Karl Rove got involved in all this.
Well, that's my case, and we're going to win or lose based on the legal merits. We have not included any of the political stuff at this point before the 11th Circuit. So none of the courts have had an opportunity to look at the fact that I was Karl Rove and I have had battles since 1994. He and a friend of his, who was my prosecutor's husband, ran the Bush Quayle campaign in 92. They both came to Alabama in 92, married girls from Alabama. Rove built his home on the Gulf Coast, and they started running campaigns to take over Alabama's Supreme Court. I did battle with them beginning in 1994 up to and including my most recent effort to be reelected as governor. But I was brought to trial 1 month before the Democratic primary by the U.S. attorney, whose husband not only is Karl Rove's best friend, but he was also serving as the campaign manager for my Republican opponent.
Mm-hmm. Your case, I have to say, Governor Siegelman, is one where you have to just, you know, it doesn't pass the smell test, and people go, oh, please. Like, Karl Rove wasn't involved. You know what I mean? The fact that he's trying to say he had no involvement in this is just ludicrous.
Well, yeah, the other thing, Stephanie, is that my first re-election was reportedly stolen, and there was nothing we could do about it because Karl Rove's client, the Attorney General, who started the investigation against me just days after I endorsed Al Gore for re-election in 99, the Republican Attorney General, Karl Rove's client, stepped in and stopped a recount, which would have shown that the votes were stolen. Later, an employee of Jack Abramoff claimed credit. His name was Dan Gantz, and Karl Rove's partner took credit, a woman named Kitty McCullough, who later changed her name to Kelly Kimbrough. Mm-hmm. But Abramoff also had purportedly put $13 million into the Alabama campaigns against me. This was reported by Senator John McCain in his report to Congress on how Abramoff had bilked the Indians out of millions of dollars. But some of those millions, 13, he reported, came to Alabama, which was used by Ralph Reed and the Christian Coalition to defeat me.
Governor Siegelman, I mean, Karl Rove has clearly been engaging in these kind of political dirty tricks for years and years. I mean, what is your take on whether he's actually going to ever pay for this? I mean, I know that John Conyers has subpoenaed him to talk about your case and the other attorney firings.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind that John Conyers is dead serious about discovering who was responsible for hijacking the Department of Justice and using it as a political weapon to win elections. There is no question. I mean, we have sworn testimony by a Republican political operative, a lawyer who was hired, she says, by Karl Rove to do negative research on me. She came forward, gave sworn testimony that my prosecutor's husband had talked to Karl Rove, and Rove had said he had spoken to the Department of Justice, and they were going to pursue me. We have documentary evidence and some sworn testimony that Karl Rove was involved in the firing of the Republican U.S. attorneys who would not do Rove's political dirty work to help Republicans win elections. in a couple of cycles back. So there's no question that Karl Rove has been involved in this. My case is the flip side of the U.S. attorneys who were fired. My case represents a U.S. attorney who did Karl Rove's dirty work. They were operating under Karl Rove's umbrella of protection, and so they were able to do all kinds of things that they didn't think they would ever get caught doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, as you were pointing out earlier, this is like an infection. And an infected wound, it has to be cleaned before it can heal. And our country, our democracy, has been threatened by the subversion of our Constitution, the diminution of our civil and individual rights. And that's not taking into account the methods of torture that we use, getting us into a war under false pretenses.
Yep, outing a CIA agent during wartime. The list goes on and on and on against Karl Rove. Governor, because I don't, I'm not an attorney. What is the agreement that Karl Rove made that he is going to testify before Conyers Committee, right? But what is your take on that?
I do not have any inside information as to the agreement. I do think that the focus now is trying to expose Karl Rove's involvement in something. My thought is this, that if all roads lead to Rove, as David Iglesias and others have said, then I think the Sigelman case is the shortest route to get there, because we have sworn testimony that Rove was involved in my prosecution. So I would like the committee to start subpoenaing records and documents and emails and phone records of Rove and Bill Canary, who was the husband of my prosecutor. This guy, Bill Canary, was not just the husband of my prosecutor. He was a former chief of staff of the NRC. He was a special assistant to President Bush. He ran the ground troops for the Bush-Quayle campaign. He was described as a Republican Party chairman, as a Republican political paratrooper that they sent into states where they needed something fixed. This guy has a long history as an important political national Republican political operative, a close friend and business associate of Karl Rove's for 25 years.
You know, Governor, you have to just hope that there is some karma for Karl Rove, because, as you've probably seen him on TV whining lately that this is a gotcha, a show trial and a gotcha thing. It's like, no, we're not trying to get you, only for the things that are illegal. I mean, he has a history of dirty tricks, starting from, the whispering campaign that Ann Richards was a lesbian. I mean, there's dirty things he's done that weren't necessarily illegal, but, there are specific things he has done that are illegal. Like outing a CIA agent during wartime, like your case, like the attorney firings. I mean,
we can't let this behavior go unchecked, or the people who perpetrated these acts against our democracy to go to go free. These people have got to be held accountable, otherwise it's going to become more of a part of our political culture, and it's going to come back and happen again.
Yep.
For us to protect our democracy and to restore justice, to give people faith and trust in their government again, I think Congress has to keep digging until we get to the truth.
Yep, I agree. If you want to give to donsiegelman.com is the website. There was a link in the live blog section at stephaniemiller.com. Please do, if you believe in truth, justice, and the American way. Governor Sigelman, thanks so much for taking time for us, as always.
Thank you,
and
Stephanie.
Please keep us updated, okay?
I will do so. Thank
All right.
you so much.
There he goes. Woo-hoo! Former Alabama Governor Don Sigelman.
Yeah.
Another Karl Rove victim.
So why isn't Karl Rove in prison yet?
Trading cigarettes for his life?
Yeah.
I don't know. 43 minutes after the hour. Back with more on the economy and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Interesting, we just had Alabama Governor Don Sigelman on. That will be up on stephaniemiller.com after the show if you missed it.
Yes, in the new widget.
Was just chatting recently to the Chicago GOPs, and he said the time is ripe for a Republican comeback. Ah! Why isn't he saying anything? Why is he saying anything, Jim, other than, please, sir, might I give you the cigarette in exchange for my life?
He should be saying that through, you know, some
please,
plexiglass
sir.
And a telephone.
Might I pick up that piece of soap in the shower?
An orange jumpsuit.
Yes.
Okay. Nah, right. The president on the economy.
Our commitment is to make sure that any actions we take maintain stability in the system, begin to loosen up credit and lending once again so that businesses and consumers can borrow.
You know, I got to tell you, well, I've mentioned before, I have a best friend that's facing possible foreclosure. Whenever I have another friend in the real estate business, it is just tough out there for everybody. It's tough to get stuff done. It's tough to make deals. The banks, it's just, it is really, you know, the banks are just not operating the way they used to. So that's the important thing is unfreezing.
Yes.
Credit. Thank you.
What I don't think people should do is to suddenly stuff money in their mattresses and pull back, you know, completely from spending. I don't think that people should be fearful about our future.
I don't need to stuff money in my mattress. You know why, Chris?
Because you have a Select Comfort mattress
I have a sleep number bed. I have a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, which is unbelievably comfortable.
That's the official mattress.
And you don't need any extra stuffing.
It's the official mattress of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Indeed it is, and I got it at Sleep Train in San Francisco.
Your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, you should stuff your money in a safe, which is not comfortable to sleep on.
No.
No.
Senator John McCain on the...
I don't think they've made the hard decision, and that is to let these banks fail, to let General Motors go into bankruptcy and reemerge and reorganize with new contracts with labor and others.
He still drives an Edsel, doesn't he? Or is it a Packard?
It's a Packard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the size of his prostate.
Grampy McSame.
Unfortunately, the shareholders and others will take a beating, but to just keep them alive and keep pouring billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars into them when they clearly are not, their situation is not improving.
Yeah, you know, it's like Warren Buffett was saying that, you know, you can understand it emotionally. You know, people going, hey, where's my bailout or why are we helping these people? But it just, we all are in the same boat. Mm-hmm. So by nature of what's happening, we're going to have to help some of the people that screwed up.
Yep.
Or we're all screwed.
Well, that's a minor part of it. It's typical for Republicans to blame everything on the, you know, the welfare queens and Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 21st century equivalent of that. Oh, look, hey, that guy in the Chicago, what's his name, Centelli. They're the Florida or the Mark. Hey, look, it's his house is bought by a bunch of black guys. That's your problem right there. He's going to bail out a bunch of black guys?
Uh-huh.
It's not literally what he said. But
no,
it was close enough.
There's a paraphrasing there.
Yeah. Senator Richard Shelby, Republican of Alabama.
Close them down. Get them out of business. If they're dead, they ought to be buried. We bury the small banks. We've got to bury some big ones and send a strong message to the market.
Strong message. We're going to bury banks. I don't know.
Okay. What does Sean Hannity think? That's the important thing.
Day number 49 of redistribution that you can believe in, the growing chorus of discontent. Now, every day, the voices seem to get a little louder. Americans are unsatisfied with the administration's handling of this economic crisis.
That's not what the polls say.
And that's why Barack Obama has a 70% approval.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Huh?
By Americans, he means Jim Cramer.
Yeah. And Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
And Victoria Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
What the?
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live, Victoria Jackson. Yeah,
yeah,
she's become this rabid.
No, well, and I asked you.
She and Dennis Miller are drinking from the same Kool-Aid backstage at 30 Rock.
I asked you. I said, isn't this shtick? Don't you think this is performance art?
It's not. It's not.
Just like the dumb blonde thing that she used to do? No?
She blogs this on her website.
So she is a dumb right-wing blonde.
Yes. She said last night that Fox News is the only news that gives you the truth.
Yeah.
She thinks Stephen Baldwin's a liberal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she thinks Hillary and Obama or something.
Wow. She got in one of the Fox talking points, which is Castro.
Okay. My motivation is gone because he will punish me
darling,
if I'm
if there's
successful.
One thing you don't have to
that's
worry about
you
is your motivation.
Communism is just take Cuba.
What?
Obama wants to
two
be
weeks
Castro.
According to his...
Obama wants to start communism, and
How you start calming?
It's hard to suss out which of her points is best since her voice is so calming. Obama wants to, her motivation's gone because Obama wants to take her money
right.
and become Castro.
Yes.
Oh, so we would have more of her clear voice in America if it weren't for Obama sucking her motivation away.
Yes.
With his Castro-like tendencies.
Yes. He's a communist, you see.
Woo! Another reason to love Barack Obama. That's Victoria Jackson.
Wow.
So she might be motivated to make another album or movie or something if she wasn't
Was she ever in a successful movie?
Okay, Victoria.
I've never been involved in politics.
Yes, thank God.
It's just, But all of a sudden, you know, I was Hillary Clinton is a socialist. She wants to socialize medicine. Well, I'll have to vote against her. And then all of a sudden, a communist appears out of nowhere. And that's when I started to get involved. So I did research. Black liberation theology, his church, is Marxist.
What?
And his
what?
Professors
I'll
are Marxist.
See, I'll tell you.
He says, redistribute the wealth.
It appears to me that even Sean Hannity thinks she's a right-wing nut.
No, that was Bob Beckel. That was, sitting next to her.
What?
Yeah, that was Bob Beckel.
He's a
Get
communist.
Away from you're getting crazy all over me.
What? Church is Marxist? What?
What?
Oh,
his church is a black liberation Marxism.
Hey, it's Jan, my right-wing love muffin from Amherst. He's the one with the black guys. Hi, Jan.
Steph McGinnish, how you doing? No, listen, Jim, you seem to be obsessed with this black guy thing.
It was just funny the way you said it, John.
Because you said once that all of our problems were caused by a bunch of black guys.
Guy sounded just
yeah,
like it.
Listen, I don't think Barack Obama's as smart as all you guys think. I think he's an idiot. But
sure.
Because of that, he's probably going to be
Bush.
Racist. Right, listen, let me just ask you guys. Apparently dissent is not allowed anymore, correct?
Sure it is.
Sure it is.
That's crazy. We let you on.
That's why we let you on, to say all our problems were caused by a bunch of black guys.
No, if you guys do it, it's patriotic, right? When you say, dissent is the height of patriotism, well, I want to tell you something. I do not want this guy succeeding in his agenda.
Well, then you lose too.
You cannot suck the life out of the private system and think it's going to be
the
yeah, but see, you guys lose, too.
Dead.
Like, for instance, if you're wrong about global warming, that you will be calling in one day and going, all our problems are caused by a bunch of black.
I'm still freezing my butt off here. So
so there's no global warming.
Oh, you know,
because
it's cold.
Because it's cold in Buffalo in the winter.
It's climate change. I know they
changed
the wording on that.
No, that's true. So, that's a more accurate description of it.
Well, yeah, it always changes, you know, from one day to the next. I mean, I'll buy that. My whole point is that...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I know you guys have to get your gratuitous attacks on me after I'm off the air. But listen, Barack Obama and Rush said something really interesting yesterday, and I'd just like your listeners to kind of look at it. Barack Obama cannot speak or think without a teleprompter in front of him.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Listen, no, hey.
He's done how many debates has he done? He's done like a zillion.
You heard that from Sean Hannity, didn't you, John?
No, that's a Rush Limbaugh thing.
No. Wait, all those intellectually curious people can probably find a whole slew of YouTube videos on when he has gotten off this message from the teleprompter.
Like the debates that he won?
Did you see the debates?
Oh, the profits per earning ratio? He didn't even know he was saying it wrong. You don't say.
You know why? Because he has spent a lot of time in a room full of black guys.
Steph.
All right. Jan. He did say it, am I right?
He did.
The guy's a dope. He's just a dumb black guy. Play Harvard. Who learns anything at Harvard?
57 minutes after the hour. Back with stand-up news and more on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there, executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Like somebody did with a guest, a quote for Jim. Jim, who said, I'm very grateful that President Obama has lifted the restrictions on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Who said that?
Eric Cantor.
No. Crazy left-wing moonbat Nancy Reagan. Because, you know, we are celebrating today the return of science. Who said these new rules will now make it possible for scientists to move forward? I urge researchers to make use of the opportunities that are available to them to do all they can to fulfill the promise that stem cell research offers. Who said that?
Maury Amsterdam.
No. Nancy Reagan, well-known communist.
Nancy Allen?
Who said countless people suffering from many different diseases stand to benefit from the answers stem cell research can provide? We owe it to ourselves and to our children to do everything in our power to find cures for these diseases. And soon, as I've said before, time is short and life is precious. Who said that?
Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
That'd be Nancy Reagan, the socialistic, so communistical Marxist. Because it is the return of... Thank you. And... All right, can I have my deliverance music? Did you hear about this here guy? A hunting safety instructor removed after ordering liberals from his class.
Oh no.
The volunteer instructor, Kel Wolf, asked if any of the students voted for President Obama. One of them, a transplanted Californian ex-Marine, raised his hand. According to him and others in the room, the instructor called Obama the next thing to the Antichrist and ordered Reddy and Dunkling from the room. When Reddy refused, Wolf said he would not teach liberals and would cancel the course if Reddy didn't leave. So Reddy and Dunkley left, as did a few others.
We should offer to, you know, take him outside and fight him without guns. See how he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the Marine.
Exactly. Only one thing to do now, and that is drunk stack.
Hooray!
Woo-hoo! You know, I only do the good wine stories that you send me. Wine consumption may be linked to lower risk of esophageal cancer, according to study. That's why.
Esophageal.
Exactly. That's why Mama takes her medicine every night.
May not be entirely true. But
while millions of Americans suffer from heartburn and gastric reflux, I do.
That's from all the wine you drink.
The answer:
yes.
More wine.
No.
Only a small number develop more severe ailments that can lead to esophageal cancer. Scientists who have been trying to understand what may protect against these conditions have identified an unlikely agent: wine. Two studies, two. Suggest that people who drink wine in moderation.
Yeah, there's the key, Stephanie. Moderation.
White or red are less likely to develop conditions.
That means a glass or two.
You know, moderation is such an overused phrase.
And a glass not the size of a carafe.
Yeah, that you fill to the brim.
One of those plastic tumblers that you get at
7-Eleven. One of the size of like those iced teas they used to sell at Del Taco that you had to like strap to your roof rack.
This is a glass. It's a container made of glass. What's your point?
One of my friends did say this weekend, that is the biggest wine glass I've ever seen.
It's a wine sippy cup.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's a story about beer. It's still drunk stack, but about
beer.
A Manatee County man is in jail after he allegedly stabbed three of his roommates because of an argument over beer.
Oh. Detectives a little harsh.
Detectives were called to a trailer.
Trailer. Okay.
I'm guessing a lot of the beer incidents happen. Texas said two of the victims went out to buy beer earlier that night. When they returned home, he became upset over the brand of beer they bought and started hitting them. He then took out a knife and began stabbing the men.
Great.
They're okay now. Listen, I had a friend that I wanted Modelo or something this weekend, and I had Tsingtao.
Tsingtao.
Yeah, she shivved me a couple of times. Who knew?
I had Tsingtao this weekend.
It's very good, actually.
It's very good. I enjoy the hell out of it.
The Germans colonized
China a long time ago, so they... that. Hence, there's Tsingtao.
I don't know if this is drunk stack, but I'm guessing there might have been some drinking involved. Did you hear about this woman who called 911 three times after her McNuggets, after they ran out of McNuggets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Told McDonald's was out of McNuggets after paying for a 10-piece meal. A local woman called 911 three times. She said, this is an emergency. If I'd known they didn't have McNuggets, I wouldn't have given them my money. And now she wants to give me a McDouble, but I don't want one.
Yeah.
This is an emergency, she said again.
Well, the thing is, they wouldn't refund her money.
No.
And so that
and
she wanted
her McNuggets.
Yeah, but 911 isn't for that.
Yeah, exactly. 911 was a little harsh, but still, I mean, she was frustrated. They wouldn't give her money back.
How about this woman? Seattle woman calls police 500 times over gay nightclub.
Well, gay nightclubs can be a little loud.
Yeah.
Listen, if I don't call the cops on my gay neighbors that played Cher 24/7 and boy band next door with his screaming dog. She called called 911 once or twice every night for the past 21 months to complain about noise coming from Neighbors, a gay dance club that has operated the...
Not very good neighbors, apparently.
No. Apparently they're not. No. All right.
Ugh. It's only 4 in the morning, bitch. Get used to it.
Do you believe in love after love?
Let's check some news. We don't
all
lose.
The time.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here at Stays Broken, our top story, Senator Joe Lieberman has changed his tune on Barack Obama. After campaigning across the country for John McCain and attacking Obama as naive, untested, and unwilling to take on powerful special interests, Lieberman now showers praise on the popular new Democratic president.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That principle.
That he's poised to be beat in his own state by about 28 points.
He's shown real leadership, Lieberman told the Associated Press. Bottom line, I think Barack Obama, president of the United States, is off to a very good start. Lieberman has applauded Obama's national security team. He gushed over Obama's inspirational and unifying inaugural... Lieberman even played a key role in helping Obama win Senate passage of the economic stimulus plan. Why is that, Chris? Because I was right about them not kicking him out of the caucus, because now he is...
Obama's bitch.
As if to underscore that point, Lieberman has even clashed on the Senate floor with his pal John McCain over the stimulus plan and a District of Columbia voting rights bill. Lieberman scoffed at any suggestion that his embrace of Obama is more about political expediency than principle. If he's about anything, it's principle. He had said, as you recall during the campaign, one candidate, John McCain, has always put the country first. It worked across party lines to get things done. And one candidate who is not. Lieberman said he never meant to suggest that Obama did not put his country first. That's crazy. Where would you get that idea? He says he wishes he had spoken more clearly. That seemed pretty clear to me, that Barack Obama would be the one who has not put his country first, you see. We have Lieberman.
I think Barack Obama is on track to be the greatest president ever, bar none, hands down. He's shown real leadership. He's been inspirational and unifying, and his stimulus package is the most stimulating package I could have ever imagined.
Say it ain't so, Joe. How could you?
John! Well, this is awkward.
You once said not so long ago that eloquence is no substitute for a record. And that I was putting America first. Have I really changed so much?
No, John. It's me. I know you're the leader and my Barack. I mean, the other guy is just a talker. But, oh, John, what a talker. He could talk me into anything.
Tell me about it. That clown Blumenthal is going to beat you by 28 points. As soon as you saw the writing on the wall, you rolled on your back like the cheap floozy you are. Bad enough I have to put up with Cindy whoring around to the used car salesman. Now you, caucusing with the Democrats. My caucus ought to be enough for you.
I'm sorry, John, but it's over. You nearly dragged me over the cliff with you. If you had selected me as your VP, the press would be speculating about the whereabouts of my $150,000 wardrobe. Especially those red Sergio Rossi naughty monkey heels. I kept those. They're fabulous, thank you. I'd be a laughingstock, a schmendrick, like that moose-hunting hoochie mama Cerdre de Corva. I'm sorry, John, but bipartisanship means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, heavens.
Darn right. I say it ain't so, Joe.
You betcha.
And finally, North Korea threatens war if satellite shot down.
Oh, dear.
North Korea put its armed forces on standby Monday and threatened retaliation against anyone seeking to stop it from firing what regional powers feel will be a missile in the latest barrage of threats from the communist regime. Shooting our satellite for peaceful purposes will precisely mean war, said the head of the North Korean military, Pyongyang. We have to your leader.
Here to the J to the IL in the hizzy. Oh, look out. You better stop your war game or we're going to launch our communication satellite. And yes, I am making quotation mark with my fingers when I say communication satellite. A lot of people say it a provocative act, especially since my type of don can eat Alaska. That's right, Sarah Palin. You're going to know what it's like to have someone shooting at you from the sky. But it ain't going to be no helicopter or Vladimir Putin's head. It's gonna be a big old stinky kimchi bomb. There ain't gonna be enough left of you to feel this. just a pair of Ferragamo hunting boots and a pair of broken Tina Fey glasses. You betcha. Don't piss me off, or I'll say that right to ya. Came out also too.
Darn right.
That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here. Oh, stand-up news. Pardon me. I'm here all week to tell your friends. Stand-up news brought to you today by Napa Auto Parts. Napa, get the good stuff.
Hooray!
That's the good stuff.
Yay! We like Napa.
Mm-hmm.
The wine country?
Yes. They make great wine.
No.
No?
And they make Napa auto parts completely sober, and they are the
They have a 30-weight Pinot Noir, which is just incredible. Mouthfeel on it is just unbelievable.
Russ and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Russ.
Morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Taking a break from my Satan worship, I wanted to defend Richard Shelby.
Okay.
Yeah. He says that sounds like he is asking that we nationalize the banks that are in trouble.
And no, I think he's saying we need to let them all fail, is what he was saying. The big ones, the small ones, throw them all in the same shallow grave.
Even kids with chicken pox.
Yes.
Well, he sounds a lot to
fat
me,
kids, skinny kids,
like
kids that climb on rocks.
Paul Krugman.
Pardon me?
He sounds to me a lot like Paul Krugman, who is
and letting all the banks fail?
I don't think he should.
Paul Krugman would like to see the... And rather than just throw money at the banks, nationalize them temporarily.
No, well, Richard
Shelby's not saying nationalize them.
No.
He's saying
Shelby wants the
fail.
Exact opposite of that. Yeah.
And he wants them to disappear.
Yeah. Yow.
He wants them to be in a swamp somewhere in Jersey.
Yeah.
Remember when we were filling in for Imus on MSNBC and Jim and I took a little walk around a parking lot?
Parking lot.
This is the only place we could get to because we were trapped by the
minimal security prison known as our hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, but we walked by just a single shoe. And we were like, I just don't think that ended well.
By a small body of water out in the field, in the marsh.
Yeah, it was a swamp, actually.
A swamp.
Yeah.
Did not end well for whoever that
no.
was. Griffith in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I just wanted to make the quick point of that guy who called before who said that Obama cannot do anything without a teleprompter. Yeah, I seem to remember some press conferences where I heard some of the most difficult questions asked in a long time. And I was pleasantly surprised by a lot of his answers. And there, as far as I know, was no teleprompter there.
Yeah, and you may have missed one of the billion debates that he did during the primary and the campaign.
Teleprompter.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the drug-addled gas bag and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy crap!
We'll have more on these new developments after this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I know I should. Reverend Dan in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Reverend.
Well, let me say something to you, Rosemary's baby, and your two sidekicks there, Lucifer and Beelzebub. You know, there's two things that are going to take place over the next 30 days that are going to shake the foundations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is this tattooing and this microchip that's going to be presented by the Obama administration with the number 666 that's going to be implanted in your behind and their forehead, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, I got an opportunity to see that porno movie with you and Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was enough to shake the devil out of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Stephanie would be.
Stephanie Miller, your real name is Satania.
Uh-huh.
You have a 666 on your head.
Mm-hmm.
You are demonic. Mm-hmm. You are a fornicating Marxist dope fiend. You are possessed by evil. And you are spreading nothing but iniquity and deprivation. And you have sex with 100 men a week.
Yes, good. My work is done then. Thank you, Reverend Dan.
You are the devil incarnate.
Thank you, Reverend Dan. Thank you.
I'm not sure that is even the real Reverend Dan.
He really overestimates my social life.
Yeah, you have no sex life whatsoever.
Victor in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the President and Stem Cells and Science. Hello, Victor.
Hey, Stephanie Mooks. How are you all today?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I was extremely proud of his decision yesterday because over the past 8 years and technically the entire time, right-wingers only seem to care about humans when they're either in the fetus embryo state or, you know, when you're a vegetable. The rest of your life is like, screw you.
Yep, yep. Thank you for paying attention, and thank you for applauding the return of
science.
Okay. I obviously can't play that too much this morning.
Science.
Thank you. It's back. Thank you.
Science.
All right. Anyway, here's a question for you, Jim. What lasts longer than a Minnesota winter?
Manitoba winter?
No. Getting a friggin' senator!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, more than 4 months after Election Day. Minnesota voters, they're getting just a little, they're a little tired. They're a little tired, a little tuckered out.
Can you blame them?
No, on this whole Senate race thing. Franken wonders if Republicans will push Coleman to keep in the race, keep the race tied up in court. You said that yesterday, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want this extra vote, Franken said. They're willing to let Minnesota have one senator in order to delay my getting there. He thinks the end is near, though. He thinks he'll be seated before the summer solstice.
That's still quite a ways away. We're not even to the vernal equinox yet.
Exactly. That may have been a joke. I don't know.
No. You know what, though? I sadly can see it lasting until June 22nd or whenever it is.
It is just, seriously, it's gotten ridiculous.
And if he can't win, he's going to make us lose by being down a senator.
Coleman. Yeah.
Well, in the whole country. This is these are really serious times. What did Warren Buffett say? We're in an economic war. You have to look at the president as a commander-in-chief in an economic war. I mean, this is way worse than the terrorists could ever have done to us economically. So it just is no time to be, you know. Okay. Hey, guess what happened in Washington the other day?
What?
Political rivals were stuck in a congressional elevator with a group of friendly Samoans.
Are there any other kind of Samoan?
Not well. They are. They tend to be, as you know, large and friendly. I believe I stepped in some hot water when I during the primary, but I think I was just saying it was very close at that time between Hillary and Barack Obama, and I just said she won American Samoa, and he won, I don't know, the Dominican Republic, and I just said they we may, if we have to go by weight, they weigh more.
Can more than one Samoan fit in an elevator?
How many can fit in a clown car? Just one.
Just one. That's awful, Stephanie.
I just was saying we may have had to go by weight, and in that case it would have gone to Hillary because Dominican's very skinny. Samoans, not so much.
Computer says no.
Representative Jeff Flake and Representative Jackie Speier, they were coming from two different directions, going in two different directions, but both were in a hurry. They jumped on an elevator in the Longworth building that was already filled with about a dozen Samoans.
You can fit a dozen Samoans in an elevator.
In a congressional elevator.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway, the two congresspeople entered the elevator, the doors closed, and then it dropped about 2 feet and didn't move for a long time, say 15 to 20 minutes. And why, Chris?
Because they were friendly?
Because Samoans are large.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I was saying anything bad. I think it's true. Okay.
Oh, spam is tasty.
They like their spam. They really do.
28.
All over the Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
28.
Spam is huge.
So are Samoans.
Oh, boy.
28 minutes after the hour. All right, back with all the latest on the drug-addled gas bag as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You have a good time at your prostitutes convention?
I was just trying to help
Stephanie Miller
meet some new friends.
I have a prostitute convention this week. It's otherwise known in the business as a radio convention.
Oh, that's right. You got to do that thing.
Another radio whore. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. Oh, did you see who's introducing me?
Who? Oh, yeah.
Jim, I have to send an introduction to Rita Cosby.
Oh, no.
Here's Stephanie Miller. Can I request that she introduce me from the helicopter? Can I?
Yeah.
And now here's Stephanie Miller!
I wonder if she's heard you do that.
Oh, that'll be awkward. Oh. Okay, Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Kev.
Good morning, lovely Stephanie.
Hello, baby.
Did you earlier say that you regularly see Angela Bassett at your gym?
I do. Well, not regularly. Every now and again.
Well,
it's
well,
not as often as I see the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, he's there every day.
And Fabio.
Well, that's my two favorite Ebony and Ivory women in the same place at the same time. please allow me to channel Squeeze just a second and say, oh.
Oh, good. Get that out of your system.
But I just wanted to briefly compare Obama's performance and the Republicans. I mean, among other things, Obama has passed the stimulus bill, signed the SHIP bill that gives millions of poor kids health care, ended the U.S. torture policy, and restarted the stem cell research, while Republicans have, well, they've
Well, they have obstructed a lot and not altered any alternative plans except this crap that got us into the same thing. Oh, did you hear what GOP Representative Patrick McHenry said recently?
No.
In the National Journal Review, he said very patriotically that we will lose on the legislation, but we will win the message, win every day and every week until November 2010. Our goal is to bring down approval ratings for Pelosi and House Democrats. That would take repetition. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So in other words, while Obama is trying to get shiznit done to the point where people even say he's doing too much, these cretins want to obstruct and do nothing.
Yep. I really think, you know, if people say it every year, oh, people are tired of you know, this partisan bickering. But, you know, now they really are, because we're really in a crisis. You know, it's like Barack Obama always says, you know, this is like the house is on fire. You grab a hose. Nobody says who's a Democrat here and who's a Republican, you know.
Oh, you're quite right, because the recent polls say that even on the Fox News poll, the most recent one still.
Yep.
Obama and Democrats are soaring. And
it must pain them to report that. All right, Kev.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Try not to say shiznit again.
Yes, that made us very nervous.
Yes, it did.
And I'll try not to say grab a hose again. Goodbye. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know what he means. Remember, I was always saying, remember those websites before the election that were just like the fantasy websites, like if Obama won, like he'll never win, but imagine what the headlines would be if he did win. What? Look at my bullet points for today, Chris. President Obama signs executive order, repealing the Bush-era policy that limited embryonic stem cell research.
That's right.
President Obama yesterday ordered a review of signing statements. President Obama will call on Americans to educate themselves as well as their children during his first major speech devoted solely to education tonight. About 12,000 U.S. soldiers will leave Iraq by September. When's the puppy coming? And there's a new swing set at the White House. You need to get your puppy. Okay. Let's go to Alex in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show on stem cell research. Hey, Alex.
Hey, you know, I just want to say I would like to see any of these people who are against stem cell research do what my 10-year-old daughter has to do for a month. Let them wear a pump, let them get their fingers tested 10 times a day, and then see if they're for it or not.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that they better be saving every hair follicle, every skin cell, and when they play with their schmecklers, they better save that, because that's potential life.
Hello. Okay, Alex. Wow, the playing with the Schmecklers has been spoken, along with the shizm.
Meet the Schmecklers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
When did the show go off the rails?
Wow, I don't know. Oh. I drove it. I drove it right off the cliff. Okay. Guess who will be next to have his head lodged up next to the anal cyst in the drug-addled gas bags? Ginormous ass. Speechwriter David Frum.
Yeah.
He does the new Newsweek cover. Speechwriter David Frum says conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh is hurting the Republican Party. He says he's kryptonite for the GOP, says conservative pundit David Frum. From a influential former Bush speechwriter, you remember, he of the Axis of Evil.
Yes.
Charges in this week's Newsweek that the bombastic radio talk show host is trashing the Republican
Party. Bombastic?
By allowing the Democrats to anoint him the de facto party leader, or the de facto is the European
de facto.
Limbaugh's kryptonite weakening the GOP nationally, writes Frum. Frum notes that Limbaugh is seriously polarizing figure among swing voters, independents, and women.
Mm-hmm. I can just hear Russia's response. My friends. David Frum is a Canadian Jew, my friends.
Is he really Canadian?
Yes, he is.
I did not know that.
The drug addled gas man.
I certainly couldn't say I am proud of the Republican Party as I am leading the Republican Party. Right now, the Republican Party needs to be led.
Can I just say I look forward to the day when I don't have to see his Stay Puft Marshmallow Man face on TV or on magazine covers for just a minute?
Rerun that thing of him jumping up and down. Over and over again.
Rush Limbaugh, in another edition of Republicans Eating Their Own, has responded to Newt Gingrich's shot at him with a broadside at the former speaker. Let's skip to Newt Gingrich, what he said on Meet the Press. I believe we have that.
You got to want the president to succeed. You're irrational if you don't want the new president to succeed. Because if he doesn't succeed, the country doesn't succeed. So I don't think anyone should want the president of the United States to fail. I want some of his policies to be stopped. But I don't want the president of the United States to fail. I want him to learn new policies.
Frankly, I want him to read my book and learn old policies from the 90s, frankly.
Limbaugh said, I'm frankly, he actually said frankly. Limbaugh said frankly.
Frankly.
I'm frankly getting tired of talking about Newt. I mean, it's a pointless exercise, I said. I mean, next week, Newt could come out and profess his total love and admiration for me if it would serve his purposes. They're running TV ads against me. Newt Gingrich wishes they were running TV ads against him, my friends. I know that
frankly.
Newt... I know that...
Frankly.
Newt would give his whatever to have what I've got.
What do you mean, a brain deep-fried in hillbilly heroin and a permanent stiffy from off-market Viagra?
Sure.
Is that
exactly
what he means? Okay, so more than two-thirds of all Republicans feel their party has no clear leader, according to a national survey by Rasmussen. Just 5% think John McCain is the party's leader. Oh, grumpy. Michael Steele, 5% as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. And he is the leader of the party. Oh, no.
Well, he wasn't until they installed that buzzer in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2% think Rush Limbaugh is the leader. Sarah Palin shows up in the survey. 1%. Oh, golly. Oh, you betcha.
Jeepers. Golly.
Oh,
also two, in addition.
How pathetic is this? Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McChinless, and House Minority Leader, the Boner,
yes,
are tied in the leadership department for each one half of 1%.
And they're the leaders in the Senate and House, respectively.
One half of 1%.
Wow.
Overall, 68, that's nearly 70%, Jim, of Republicans say the Republicans clearly have no clear leader. Clearly, and frankly.
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 Britt Hume on the...
The GOP is leaderless, as parties tend to be after an election in which they lost everything. And they don't need, and the truth is, they don't need to be led right now.
No.
The Republican Party doesn't have a leader right now, and the truth of the matter is, it doesn't need one. If anybody's playing if anybody's leading the party right now, it's Barack Obama, and they're reacting to him.
Good job!
Barack Obama is the leader of the GOP.
Interesting.
Okay, Britt.
Well, Britt, you don't need a leader. Okay. Okay, good. You stick with that plan. Yeah. Bill Kristol.
No wonder he retired.
On the Fox
Republicans
News.
Understand that they don't need to have one leader. They shouldn't have one leader.
No.
It is very good that the Republican Party is leaderless.
Yes.
Let a lot of people emerge from the grassroots. Let a lot of ideas compete. And maybe the Obama team should worry more about governing the country and less about trying to score some clever, you know, double bank shot blow that will somehow drive six independents somewhere. To be unhappy with the Republicans because Rush Limbaugh, because they don't like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I think it's a little more than six independents.
Yeah.
Okay, O'Reilly on the Limbaugh.
The Limbaugh-Obama controversy is thankfully just about over, but the far-left smear machine that propelled it to our attention is just getting started.
Oh,
at the top of the smear chart is the Move On organization, George Soros, heavily invested in that. The propaganda arm of Move On and other far-left pressure groups is Media Matters, run by a gutter snipe named David Brock. Brock and his character assassins distribute out-of-context statements to a carefully selected group of corrupt media, headed by MSNBC, and they also distribute to the Internet.
Well-known commie plot, the Internet.
It's all... Actually, the whole point of Media Matters is to take people in context.
Right.
That's
yes.
why they post the actual video clip or audio clip and the transcript.
And it's not sent to just, you know, left-wing media outlets. It's posted on the Internet for anybody
Which
to get.
Which anyone has
the
access to.
The left-wing Internet.
Oh, and anyone
not,
has access to it. It's not,
not
hidden.
The American Internet.
It's not hidden in a PDF file, Russia.
No, don't
you
speak.
Can't share a PDF file, my friends. It can't be done.
When I'm shopping online for off-market Viagra, I'm not able to access a PDF because of my permanent stiffy.
43 minutes after the hour.
I wonder if he used that penis stretcher that we talked about.
The
earlier.
Andro? That's the one that works.
Well, they probably have to have someone else apply it because you got to see past the
Yeah, and you got to find it first.
Yeah.
Okay, 43 minutes after the hour. You need the magnifying glass first, and then in order to apply the product. 43 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Charlie in Fort Lauderdale on Captain Phone Sex, Bill O'Reilly. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, you know that Bill O'Reilly said MoveOn.org, the left-wing smear machine, those gutter snipes?
Yes.
You know what the reason is? They had the temerity, the unbelievable, unmitigated gall to actually reprint, put a transcript of his lies, and then refute them with facts.
Yes.
Right. He'd never forgive them for that.
Yes, that's exactly why they are a smear site, because they print the actual transcript.
Well, also to him, the smoking gun is a smear site.
Oh.
Because they printed the actual transcript.
The phone sex transcript, which, as you know, I have a photographic memory for.
That's right.
I do not grasp many facts, movie references, nothing.
Whatever.
I could tell you anything you need to know from that phone sex transcript.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think I mentioned I am, what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing a panel on the Fairness Doctrine this week here in Los Angeles at the big radio convention thing. I will be introduced by Rita Cosby. Oh, you had asked me if she has that. Wasn't it announced she was going to have a radio show?
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going.
With that soothing voice of hers.
From a helicopter?
Welcome to the Rita Cosby Show. Only 3 more hours to go. That's... All right.
Are you going to bring up her voice to her face?
I know. No. No. She's introducing the panel.
I wonder if she's listening right now just to get a flavor for who she's introducing.
Boy. I have a feeling she's going to have a better offer.
All right, so I'm on the panel with, I don't know who, some right-wing wax, Roger Hedgehog, whoever fills
Hedgehog.
In for... Yeah, whoever.
From San Diego.
Hedgehog, the guy that fills in for Limbaugh, and I don't
and
know
Ron Jeremy,
else.
Apparently.
But I think Bill Press, my buddy, is going to be
Dory Munson?
With me. I don't believe Dory Munson was invited.
No?
He's the, I don't know, he's the Washington State far right-wing radio whack that I'd never heard of.
That's right.
I never heard of her until Monday.
Him. It's a guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he went off on me because, I, as you know, I want Rush Limbaugh executed.
For treason.
Don't okay.
Keep repeating that.
It was a joke that I made on Larry King about Rush getting attention, and if I could say something that would get attention, and then I said that as a, you see, a joke. Okay, Pat Boone has written a piece on the Fairness Doctrine.
What? Mm. Why would he know anything about the Fairness Doctrine?
He doesn't really.
He really doesn't. He writes, take the Fairness Doctrine, for example. Somehow those words have been chosen to name a proposed legislative decree that while proposing to promote such positive qualities actually would accomplish the exact opposite.
It's not proposed.
No.
Because there might be slightly less than a billion conservative shows.
Well, it was something that was in effect but was repealed. It is not proposed for the future.
No. The Fairness Doctrine would throttle the speech of some to give unrestricted prominence to others.
No.
Computer says no.
No.
He's stupid.
Its actual purpose is to silence opposition and resistance to the philosophies and intents of a liberal faction in our society. And even to classify some biblical pronouncements and doctrines as hate speech.
No, it says nothing about hate
speech.
Can I
just tell you, most cities that have like 1,000 religious stations, and lucky if they have one progressive station.
That's right.
Like, all we refer to is that there are, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of religious and conservative stations. There are, what are we at, Chris? Maybe 60 progressive stations in the whole country. And they've dropped the format even in places where we're number one,
right.
For instance. Or at least doing very well.
And the country is not center-right.
As they keep saying.
Okay.
Look who won.
Yeah.
And the Fairness Doctrine has nothing to do with hate speech. What the...
Yeah.
Is he talking about?
Yes. And giving progressives, I don't know, 100 more stations. He's not taking...
Would
he get
make
rid of the
equal?
Fourth sports station in the market or the religion, whatever.
Oh, sad for that. Losing a fourth sports
anyway,
station.
Anyway, Pat goes on to say, it's like abortion.
Ah.
It's just like
playing really bad analogy.
Wow.
The majority of Americans still abhor the practice of abortion, and even our new president has said he does too. There's no question medically every single abortion extinguishes a human life and development. So those who think otherwise...
There is question about that.
So those who think otherwise came up with another word, choice, it sounds so much more appealing and humane, doesn't it? So it is with the cunningly named Fairness Doctrine. When asked directly...
Except no one's arguing for the Fairness Doctrine anymore.
I know, that's not even... Nobody's even... All right. Yeah.
unworkable in today's...
We've talked about fairness and programming in the public interest. And yes, when asked directly on the Hannity show a few nights ago whether he thought such a decree was justifiable constitutionally, Willie Brown harumped a little and said, well, I do think we need to find a balance between conservative and liberal viewpoints. Yes. After all, the airwaves belong to the people and shouldn't be heavily weighted in just one direction. Sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because it is.
Yes. It might, unless you remember that 95% of the media and television and newspapers, almost all publications, are admittedly, unashamedly, and openly liberal.
No, really, they're not.
It was the New York Times that was pushing for the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Thanks for the...
And why is that? Did some unscrupulous group take over programming? Are those stations and regular programs owned by conniving right-wing conspiracy of wealthy conservatives commandeering public airwaves?
Yes.
That's exactly right. He actually said something true.
And we thank all the wealthy conservatives that own stations that I'm currently on. However, the good old American free enterprise system and democratic choice itself, as it works. See, the majority of Americans are still rather center-right politically.
Nope.
The recent landslide proves that, doesn't it? So they understandably tune in to hear what they like and to agree with sentiments and concerns voiced by the people who think the way they do. Yes, I guess that would explain why our ratings are so good in many
cities. If it were really free enterprise, then there would probably be more liberal stations than conservative. Because clearly the public has moved in our direction.
If the shows didn't get high ratings, which translate into profitability for stations and sponsors, the shows would disappear. Actually, there's a lot of incredibly low-rated conservative stations around the country. Have you ever heard of a conservative station going away? Exactly the way a liberal attempt to copy the success Air America has all but disappeared.
No.
Oh, really? No.
That would come as a surprise to Air America stations.
Yes. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, blah, blah, say we need a fairness doctrine. They don't think it's fair for people not to like liberal slanted programs, so they want to throttle conservative broadcasting and force all stations to give equal time to opposing viewpoints. That's a big fat lie.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
He's either an idiot or a liar.
They want to force all conservative broadcasters to give, not sell, equal time to opposing liberal views and representatives. No! Fairness? Has the word lost its meaning, or will Americans insist that it really means we still have the First Amendment-protected right to speak and hear what we choose? Yes, you do, Pat. We would just like the same level of fairness on the playing field.
The same level of access. So that repeal the laws that allow one company to own five stations.
It's station ownership laws that... that need to be put back into place.
By the way, Pat.
You are an idiot!
It's not silencing anyone.
Listen, Rush Limbaugh will be able to afford not one less OxyContin or off-market Viagra from them letting more progressive voices on the air. All right. Oh, dear. Trouble for the boner. Boner's job is on the line in 2010. Under his watch, Republicans have not only lost seats, but they've lost some very important ones in the Boner's backyard in Ohio. He has the highly ambitious Representative Eric Cantor, who is very Eddie Haskellish, in my opinion.
Yeah, with a large Adam's
just
apple.
Below him in the leadership, and there's no secret there could be a big push to move Cantor up and the Boner out. If the GOP loses more seats this time around, the pressure has the Boner applying some pressure of his own on fellow Republicans. He's threatening to deny help to Republican members who fail to hit specific benchmarks for raising money, putting together effective campaign operations, hiring the right people, and smartly managing their campaign resources.
And now it's time for another episode of America's favorite wacky sitcom, What a Boner!
I imagine that's making him even more unpopular with his colleagues. That's it for us today. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Baker on phones and drums. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.